This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up on Saturday, Umpqua Community College celebrating the grand opening of the new track and field complex. And Athletic Director Craig Jackson and head track and field and cross-country coach Alan King in to talk about it this morning. Well, Craig, this is a long time coming.
Yeah, it's something we started pre-COVID. We've been discussing it and finally got it done, so it's an exciting time for us.
What was the status of the track before this project?
It hadn't been redone, we think, since the late 80s, the early 90s, and so it was in pretty bad shape. Alan did a great job of cleaning it up and practicing as best we could there, but we didn't practice on it since we brought back track and field.
So what got this whole thing going?
For us, track is a really big deal, obviously, in Douglas County. The participation numbers are really high. We were trying to find a way to serve Douglas County in that regard. I had some partners in the community that are invested in track. Shelly Briggs Loosley is one of them. And so she and I discussed it for quite a while, trying to figure out a way to serve our students better and the county better and really the need to have that resurface. And that's kind of how it all got started.
So, Alan, for you, you've got to be pretty happy to be out there now.
Oh, yeah, very happy. It's kind of nice not having to go to Southern every day, have a home face. We were here for 9 years before I had any competitions. So that was kind of cool showcasing that last year. We had two middle school meets, three college meets. We had three high school meets. So it was already used in kind of the early stages. Now we actually have the real thing, grand opening. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So how did it feel to not only be able to use it, but host these collegiate meets?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, there's a learning curve when you're trying to host something for the first time. But yeah, it was great. Having home fans was a great experience for the kids. I mean, they just had a blast and being able to show off for, you know, people that been hearing about track and field but haven't been able to see it for 9 years here.
So, Craig, for the college, beyond the college, what else is this facility going to be used for?
Really, it's a community facility. So like Alan said, we were able to host some high school and junior high meets. I think one of the high school meets we had, the Peterson Memorial, I think we had over 600 athletes in that. The junior high ones were in the 300s. And so for us, it's an opportunity to serve them, but also, the cancer runs, the fun runs, field days, all sorts of things like that we're going to utilize as much as possible.
And to, you know, doing all this work, it's not cheap. How is all this project funded?
So we had private donors. We had people like I said before, like Shelly Briggs Loosley. We had the Loosley Foundation, like Eric and Kristen Ball, Simmons Law, Pat and Julie Wright, the Eichmanns, Rachel and Jim Pokrant, the Sones, Mike and Laura Keller. So we had a lot of people who were really invested in the program. And then we also have a partnership for the next 5 years with Rogue Credit Union. And so all of that, along with obviously funding from the institution, have really helped push this along. And so we're really excited about it. It was a huge project, obviously. It's really monumental for us to be able to launch this and be able to have that many people out there and utilizing the facility already.
So, Alan, talk about what's going to take place on Saturday.
Yeah, so we're having the grand opening. There's going to be kid-friendly events. We have some coaches, some athletes doing some demonstrations, some different events kind of showing how to do pole vault, throw javelin, that kind of stuff. We have a 5K on campus. We actually have about 150 people signed up to run on Saturday, that'll be fun. It is known as the hardest 5K in the state, so hope they're ready to run some hills. But, just fun way to showcase the facility. We have an indoor training facility we're going to kind of give tours of. If people want to do campus tours, some high school kids, we can do campus tours. So just a lot of good fun things to do and just have a pancake feed, have breakfast, just basically have a good time.
So for this 5K, then you're not just going around the track a whole bunch of times?
No, we utilize the basically the entire upper section of campus. So we run through vineyards. It's all bark trails for the most part. So it's challenging, but just a lot of fun. And just come out and just enjoy your experience.
Now, you mentioned people signing up already. Do people need to sign up ahead to do that?
That's preferred, but we also do race day registrations. We just don't want to try and have everybody sign up at one time. So like I said, we got about 150 so far. You can go on our website and find directions on how to get registered. Follow social media. It's always been posted up there a couple times a week.
So, Craig, anything else you want to mention about this?
Yeah, they open registration at 7:30, and then we'll have the pancake breakfast will start at 8. Ribbon cutting will be 8:30, and then the race is at 9, and the rest of the stuff will start after that, the kid-friendly activities and all that. So we're just excited to showcase the facility. We're excited to be able to thank the people that helped us get it done and kind of show everybody what we have, and excited to kind of kick it off officially.
All right, Craig Jackson, Alan King from Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.